Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 30th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We have prepared and now share this message from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, on a beautiful Thursday morning. Today's message is titled, Fan into Flame. And listen to Brooksine as she reads a portion of the scripture from 2 Timothy 1, 5 and 6, a message from the Apostle Paul to Timothy.
I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and, I am persuaded, now lives in you also. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God.
Last night we gathered around an outdoor fire pit in our backyard. I suppose since my Boy Scout days in the mid-60s, I have enjoyed outdoor fires, and Brooksine enjoys them as well. Although it was still warm last night, I gathered broken branches across the road from our home, and started a fire. I expect to enjoy these times talking around the fire all throughout the fall. As I sat and stood under the fire last night, it brought back a remembrance of a verse that I committed to memory early in my Christian walk. In fact, one of the very first sermons I ever preached was based on this passage, I suppose in part due to the phrase, fan into flame. Last night's fire, because of the design of the fireplace, as well as the dry, dead, kindling-type wood, really needed no fanning. But I recall when I went camping, getting up early in the morning and throwing some wood on the embers of the fire from the night before and fanning it into a hot flame. Yesterday I received a note from Doug Metangelo, a young man who grew up in one of the churches I pastored. He is presently studying at Moody Bible Institute. He informed me that he was taking Greek. So this is for Doug and also, of course, for all who may listen to this. I want to give a little Greek background.
Well, the key word is anazopiro, which is in the present active indicating a continuing action. The sense is to stir up smoldering embers into a living flame. A study Bible makes this note. Gifts are not given in full bloom. They need to be developed through use. Let me repeat that. Gifts are not given in full bloom. They need to be developed through use. Other Bible versions vary slightly in the way they translate this word. The New American Standard Version states, kindle afresh. The Amplified uses the phrase, stir up. Rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning. While the King James merely states, stir up. Which reminds me of when I would take a long stick and stir up the fire early in the morning.
Paul is urging Timothy here to a necessary spiritual discipline. In the course of life, the fire can burn down a bit, or at times a lot, and we need to continually be mindful of this and keep fanning into flame the gift of God. Elsewhere, Paul writes in Holy Scripture, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. That's Romans 12, verse 11. And the phrase there, spiritual fervor, literally means in spirit burning.
Many years ago, Keith Green wrote a song, possibly you're familiar with it, and it had this line, O Lord, please light the fire that once burned bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burned with holy fear.
Today, Brooksine and I want to serve the Lord with renewed zeal and keep the fire burning in our hearts so that we are continually on fire for Christ as we serve Him. We urge each listener today to do the same.
Let's pray. Father, I consider the depth of one's faith and how far-reaching it can be when fleshed out in one's life. Timothy came into faith due to the influence of a godly grandmother and a devoted mother. He himself was fully committed to your cause, and there's little doubt that his children and grandchildren also had sincere faith. As we stay in communion with you through prayer and your holy word, would you keep the flame burning in our hearts so that our present and future generation will know you personally? May the light of your word be revealed through our message and lived out in our actions. May it be vibrant and inviting to others so that they will be drawn to you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Today, if you care to go to the site, and again, it's the main site each day, but if you're not reading the message the 30th of August, just go back to the message on that date. I do have a picture up of last night's fire. Among the interests I have is photography, and it's a challenge, but I think it did a pretty good job last night. And also have another photo up of a pumpkin, a reminder that fall is coming. Have several audio links today, including a portion of the song of Keith Green we mentioned today, as well as some other notes that you may find interesting as well. And also the answer to the quiz of the photo I used yesterday, which I didn't identify, and it's neat that one person got it right, but several were way off, but I could see why. Have a blessed day today, and once again, continue to fan into flame the gift of God that is in you.